All right, a few reflections on the connection between Parshas Vayeschanan and the Haftarah this week, Nachamu. All right, to understand a little bit why it always works out that way, that Parshas Vayeschanan is always the Torah reading of the week that we call Shabbos Nachamu, the big Shabbos of consolation. God clearly calls out to us to be consoled. There's a certain simcha that we have this Shabbos, that we're confident that one day we will be consoled and the Beis Rosh will be rebuilt. Chazal say that Akash Baruch Hu, consoled us doubly. Nachamu, nachamu ami, be consoled my nation. Because even though Laksa Kifam Chazal, we got hit double for all our sins. So also God consoles us doubly. It's a concept of a doubleness in the consolation. Right? It's something which needs to be understood. Which by the way has to do with Shabbos, that Chazal write, there in the Psikta and also elsewhere, that Shabbos has a doubleness to it. Shnei Kvasim B'nei Shana Tmimim, right? So you bring the carbon is double. You bring, two sheep. Not just one sheep, two sheep for the korban musaf. Shnei esrim solas, two measures of fine flour, right? And it's also zachar v'shamar, the commandment to keep Shabbos was said in two different ways, miraculously simultaneously in the Ten Commandments, zachar in Parshas Yisro, and shamar in this week's Parsha, right? So there's this doubleness to Shabbos, there's a doubleness to the consolation, that's about Shabbos Nachamu. The Shabbos of consolation is a doubleness to Shabbos. There's a doubleness to the consolation, and we have to see that how this is all reflected by Parshas Vayeschanan. We have to understand what the concept of the doubleness is. What is the concept of kefa, double? Define. Right. There's one very obvious association between Parshas Vayeschanan and Nachamu and being consoled. Is the fact that the parsha opens up with Moshe Rabbeinu saying, "I daven to Hashem, I begged him and I begged him to go into Eretz Yisrael." He said the Chazal say davened as many tefillos as is the gematria of Vayeschanan, which is a lot. So the Medrash takes the opportunity, the Medrash in this week's parsha, to start darshening on Hilchos Tefillah and darshening all about tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu says he davened. So the Medrash starts talking about tefillah in general. And that's already one nechama. That's already one consolation right there. Right? Because we know in the Shalma Parm Svaseinu, we pay for all the bulls that we can't sacrifice. Right? Because we don't have a temple, we pay with it with our lips. Right? Our tefillahs instead of the karbonis. So right, that's one consolation that God didn't spurn us totally, because even though he denies us access to giving the karbonis, to doing the sacrifices, we have tefillah instead, and we know Chazal instituted that we daven, shachar semincha, parallel to the karban tamid that was twice a day, and we have marav keneged how the organs were burnt through the night, right? That the whole, and we have tefillas musaf to compensate for the karban musaf, right? We have tefillah instead, and that's a consolation that we're still connected to God. And he still loves us, and he accepts our tefillah instead of the carbon, and that's what can give us confidence that one day the temple will be rebuilt, because God hasn't spurned us totally, and he gave us a replacement for the carbonus. That's one connection. But to get to the doubleness, right? In this week's parsha is a whole nother account of the Ten Commandments, which Chazal say discrepancies between how the Ten Commandments, Aseres Dibros, are said in Parshas Yisro and how they are said in Parshas Vayeschanan, this week's Parsha, they were all said B'dibur Echad. They were said simultaneously in what utterance? And that's what Chazal Darshan Pasuk, Achas Dibur Elkim Shnayim Zushamati. God spoke once, but I heard two things. That refers to the Ten Commandments, right, that God said everything in one utterance, but we heard two of it. We heard both Zachar and Shamar. right? We heard, you know, Shabbos being expressed as being a day that we could just relate to in thought. You know, we could remember it, and we share God's reality that we rest like He rested. And we also heard several times through the message of Shabbos, the way it's expressed in the version of the Ten Commandments of this week's parsha, where it doesn't say remember the Shabbos, it says guard the Shabbos, meaning, you know, keeping Shabbos is a lot more work than it used to be. It's something that has to be guarded and protected. It's, you know, we're not so naturally in sync with the Shabbos like it used to be. And this week's parsha, we don't say you share God's reality. You're like God's children, that you should rest just like He rested. That's the way Shabbos is spoken about in Parshas Yisroel. And this week's parsha says you were slaves in Egypt and God took you out, and therefore God commands you to rest on Shabbos, meaning you owe it to Him. He took you out of Egypt, so keep Shabbos. And that whole different aspect, as it were, a lower aspect of keeping Shabbos, we're a little bit, you know, less connected to the reality of God, but we can still guard the Shabbos. We can still keep the Shabbos because we owe it to God for taking out of Egypt, even though we don't so much share His reality anymore like we used to before we sinned. All right, that's the doubleness. That's the secret of the doubleness. The secret of the doubleness is that, right, God built into the Torah two tracks, right? A track of if we're 100% worthy and we keep and we maintain our worthiness, a higher level than God, and in the same Torah, it's not a different Torah, God forbid. It would be a different Torah, it wouldn't be a consolation. It's like a booby prize, they call it. It's not a real consolation. A booby prize is not a real consolation. In the very same Torah itself, there's a plan B. If God forbid we fall from the level, right? There's a plan B, and that plan B is equally a part of the same Torah. So, like, God came up with a way that we can always stay connected to Him, you know, in a way that's a part of the original Torah. Right? There's a doubleness to Torah. There's two tracks to Torah. Right? There's a track of if we're worthy, we're tzedikim gemurim. There's a track if we fall from that and we have to get back in through the power of tshuva. Right? So we have that other track, and that's the doubleness, and that's the big consolation. That God says, you know, there's two tracks in your relationship with Me. And when even though when you fall from one, so the other one kicks in, and it's two tracks within the same relationship. It's Zachar v'Shamah v'Dibur HaKanam, the two aspects of keeping Shabbos were said in the exact same utterance. So it's a real consolation that we could keep the same relationship with God, right? It's even though it's the same, it's different. Or I say, even though it's different, despite that, it's still the same. And that's the amazing consolation, the doubleness of the consolation. Not that God says, you know, okay, things were bad between us, but now things will be good again. We see that even during the times that, quote unquote, things were bad between us, even then we were totally connected to Him. Totally, totally. Because we just fell to a track B within the exact same Torah. Right, that's the doubleness of Shabbos, right? The Zachar and the Shomer. And for sure, what's Iker for us on our lower level is the Shomer, and that's what also in the prayers. The Kasuv Bahem, it was written in the Luchas, Shemiras Shabbos, the keeping of Shabbos, the guardian of Shabbos, V'chein Kasuv B'sar Secha, V'shomer Reis Sosa Shabbos. The Shemiras Shabbos, it's written in this week's Parsha, which is our lower relationship with the Shabbos. That's what's Iker for us, right? Via our lower level. But that was already built in originally with the giving of the Torah. Zachar, Vishamar, Vidibur, Echad, Namru. They were said together. It's double. So there's like, we realize that, you know, part of the consolation is not just from this point onwards, it'll be good again, but the doubleness of consolation that you even realize retroactively, you were always with God. You are always with Him. And that's the main consolation, that the bad is really healed because you realize that the bad times were a part of the same framework that the good times are from. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were always connected to Him. We were always with Him. Right? That's the tremendous consolation. That's the doubleness of the consolation. That will be good from now on, but we also realize that retroactively it was never bad the way we thought. We just fell to a plan B within the same Torah. That's the power of Shas. It's the doubleness of Shabbos. That's the doubleness of the consolation. And that's the doubleness that already was expressed in the time of giving the Torah, which is what Parshas Vayischaran reveals. It reveals a whole nother version of the Ten Commandments that were said B'dibur Echad with the version that was said in Parshas Yisrael. So this doubleness is the real consolation that it'll be good from now on. And even retroactively, you see, that was also good. You are always with God. God never abandoned you. You're always with God just as much, because it was just plan B within the very same Torah. Nachamu, nachamu, amin.